This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israeli fighter jets hit targets in the Gaza Strip minutes after a week-long truce expired on Friday, signaling the war with U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas has resumed in full force. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce. The developments come a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urged them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as it seeks to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, negotiators continue talks to restart the truce, according to mediator Gatter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric said on Friday that humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza is, quote, uncertain after the restart of fighting.
Any continuation in the uptick of delivery of basic supplies into and across Gaza is now, of course, uncertain because of the resumed hostilities, which obviously makes the distribution of humanitarian goods that much more difficult, not only for the humanitarian workers, but also, of course, for those for whom the aid is intended. We must have at least the same volume of fuel and other humanitarian goods enter Gaza that was entering during the pause.
Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza on Friday after talks to extend a week-old truce with Hamas collapsed, sending wounded and dead Palestinians into hospitals and others onto the streets to seek safety. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. For only the sixth time in its 234-year history, the U.S. House of Representatives has expelled one of its members. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports.
The House Ethics Committee recently issued a report finding there was substantial evidence that Santos broke the law. Federal investigators have charged Santos with fraud, money laundering, stealing campaign donors' identities, falsifying campaign finance reports, and more. Santos has pleaded not guilty to all of the 23 federal charges he is facing. He came under intense scrutiny and ridicule after it was revealed he had embellished his education, career, and family background. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force base used SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of five spy satellites South Korea plans to launch by 2025 under a contract with SpaceX. The launch had been planned for earlier in the week but was delayed because of weather conditions. South Korea had no military reconnaissance satellites of its own and partially resorts to U.S. spy satellites to monitor moves by North Korea. U.S. President Joe Biden met with Angola's president, with leaders focusing on a $1 billion U.S.-funded rail development that aims to connect the oil-rich nation's ports to the continent's resource-rich interior and, in turn, perhaps loosen China's hold on the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
President Joe Biden extended a warm welcome and spoke of major plans while hosting Angolan President João Lourenço for the first time. Biden cast this rare Oval Office visit by an African leader as an exemplar of his retooled Africa strategy.
America is all in on Africa.
Their hour-long meeting Thursday mainly focused on a U.S.-funded rail corridor that runs from Angola's oil-rich coast deep into the African interior, where China and the U.S. are competing for access to resources. It cuts through volatile southern Congo, which is rich in rare earth minerals, and dips into copper-rich Zambia. Anita Powell, VOA News, The White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered the Russian military to increase the number of troops by nearly 170,000 to a total of 1.32 million. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement following the decree on Friday, the order doesn't imply another call-up or any, quote, significant expansion of conscription into mandatory military service. The increase in numbers instead will be implemented gradually by recruiting more volunteer contract soldiers. The ministry cited what they call, quote, the special military operation in Ukraine and the expansion of NATO as the reasons for beefing up the army. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.